Chapter 15 is all about marketing. In this chapter we will look what is marketing, the marketing strategy. What is marketing? Years ago, companies produced whatever they wanted, production concept. The try to find customer to buyers, sales concept. These did not need the need of the customer. Nowadays companies use the marketing concept. Marketing concept. This is defined as a concept that identifies what the customer needs and then develops products to meet these needs, making a profit. Marketing is different to selling. Selling, this is defined as persuading the customer to buy a product after it is developed. Marketing, this is defined as identifying the needs of the customer and then producing and selling products and services to satisfy those needs. Marketing starts before the product or service has been developed and if done correctly will result in the company producing goods that customers will buy if they are sold at the right price and available in the right place. What is a marketing strategy? Marketing strategy, this is defined as setting out how a business will identify and satisfy the customer needs. It is identified by market research and involves the following steps. 1. Researching to identify opportunities. 2. Segmenting, identify a suitable target market. 3. Positioning. 4. Devise a suitable marketing mix. Segmenting the market. Segmenting, this is defined as dividing consumers into different categories, for example young males, females, people who like sports. The two main types of segmenting are 1. Demographic and 2. Psychological. 1. Demographic. This is analyzing customers in terms of age, income, social class, geographic area. For example, Pepsi Max drinkers are young males under 25 while Finch's consumers are young health-conscious females. 2. Psychological. This analyzing customers in term attitudes and tastes, yuppies, hippies, impulse buyers. For example, Volkswagen uses this to analyses the car market. How Volkswagen segment the car market. Audi, SEAT, Volkswagen and Skoda cars are all designed and built by the Volkswagen company, same parts. Volkswagen use psychological segmentation to analyze the car buyer market. They identify 4 groups: prestige, adventurous, conservative and economy. With careful design and promotion, each of these brands are positioned to the target market. Target a market niche. A niche market, this is defined as a specific gap in the market for a new product or service. It is more efficient for a business to target a niche market than everyone. Successful businesses are quick to identify the niche market for new product. The customers in the niche market will then become the company's target market. A target market, this is defined as the precise description of the customers to which a product will be aimed at. The target market is usually decided after conducting market research. It helps the business to create a product that meets the needs of its consumers. The next important feature of marketing is position the product. Positioning, this is defined as creating an image for a product in the mind of consumers in the target market. An example of positioning is Pepsi Max and Coca-Cola Zero. Pepsi Cola conducted their own field and desk research to find out who bought their product. They discovered that both male and females liked the taste of Diet Pepsi. It also showed that males were unwilling to buy Diet Pepsi, girly. Pepsi used this market research to divide the market into 2 segments. Females Pepsi Cola, males Pepsi Max. Pepsi Max is the same product but different branding. The marketing mix. The marketing mix, this is defined as 4 elements used to turn the marketing strategy and product positioning into reality. The elements are 1. Product, 2. Price, 3. Place and 4. Promotion. What is the product? The product focus on the following: 1. Design, 2. Quality, 3. Branding, 4. Packaging and 5. Product life cycle. The product, this is defined as a good or service produced to meet the needs of a consumer. Design is very important. If this does not meet the needs of the customer, the other elements of the marketing mix will not work. The product range/portfolio describes the range of products produced by a business. Designing a good product. Product design. The product design must consider function and form. Function, this is defined as it does what the customer wants it to do, merchantable quality fit for purpose. Form, this is defined as the practical and appealing element of the product. And what attracts the customer to buy the product, color, style. Product branding. Branding, this is defined as creating an identity for a product that clearly distinguishes it from the competitors. It consists of a brand name and logo, for example Adidas, Nike. Brand name, this is defined as a distinctive name given to a product. For example, Pepsi Max. Brand logo, this is defined as a distinctive visual image that will help the product stand out from competitors. It can be written or visual. For example, a tick is Nike's logo. Brand leader, this is defined as the brand with the highest percentage share of a particular market. Own label brands, this is defined as products sold by retailers under their own name, for example, Tesco Finest. Benefits of product branding. 1. Recognition, it is easier to recognize from competitors, easier to advertise. 2. Desire, it helps promote an image of a product, Lexus. And some customer might have to the product. 3. Loyalty, brand loyalty occurs when customers repeat purchase a particular branded product on a regular basis, Coca-Cola. 4. Higher price, a high quality brand image can allow a firm to charge a higher price, Mercedes-Benz. Product packaging. This should address the following. 1. Provides protection for easy storage and display. 2. Look good, to encourage customer to purchase them, an eye-catching design can catch a person's eye, image. 3. Provide information, ingredients, specifications, manufacture. These can be protected by patent. This is defined as the legal protection of an invention or design of a product to the inventor, designer. Trademark. This is defined as the logos that are legally registered by business to distinguish them and their product from competitors. A fee must be paid to the Patents and Trademark Office. The product life cycle. This is the theory that most products pass through distinct life stages, and it is important that you can explain each stage and also draw the diagram. These stages include 1. Product development. 2. Launch. 3. Growth. 4. Maturity. 5. Saturation. 6. Decline. 1. Product development. This is when market research identifies a market niche. A marketing strategy and mix is planned. Due to research and cost, the cash flow is negative. 2. Launch. This is the first stage in the product life cycle. The product is launched onto the market. After the product development process, there is a high expenditure on distribution and product promotion. The cash flow is still in negative as the company tries to get the name and the product known in the market. 3. Growth. The product becomes known and accepted, and sales begin to rise. The company starts to generate positive cash flow. This money may be used to expand the product to keep up with demand, ensuring good quality. 4. Maturity. Sales start to level off. The product is generating strong profits, and copycat's product may enter the market. Firms often use special offers to keep customer interest in the product. 5. Saturation. Sales flatten out. Changes may occur in the marketing mix. Competitive advertising and sales promotion often become common to prevent sale going into decline. 6. Decline. Sale fall along with profits. The marketing manager needs to determine whether to stop the product or not, or try to rescue the product by redesigning the product mix. For example, Cida and Club Orange changed the brand image to target young people. The product life cycle. Every product will eventually decline and die. A business should constantly develop new product to bring to the market to replace these products. New product development should be developed from a positive cash flow generated in the maturity, saturation phase. Factors that influence the life of a product are 1. Durability, goods that are reliable will not have to be replaced for years, saturation cars. 2. Fashion, highly fashionable items are likely to go into decline very quickly. 3. Technological innovations, PlayStation, Xbox. 4. Marketing, redesigning the product mix. What is price? This must be set a level that allows the business to earn a profit. The price also influences the 1. Level of sales. 2. The image. 3. Positioning of the product. Pricing strategies. This is defined as the aims to set a price that will help the firm to achieve its long-term marketing objectives. This price must generate sales to earn a profit for the business. There are three different pricing strategies that companies use. These are 1. General pricing strategies, 2. High pricing strategies, and 3. General pricing strategies. 1. General pricing strategies. This pricing strategy consists of the following. 1. Markup. This is defined as adding a standard profit percentage to the direct costs of production, sales, of the item to arrive at the final selling price. It is calculated by taking the markup that you want and adding the cost of buying the product. This will give you the selling price. 2. Psychological pricing. This is defined as setting a price based on the experience of the customer in the target market. For example, perfume and car producers charge a higher price, or setting the price below this is also common, 1.99 instead of 2. 2. High pricing strategies. This pricing strategy consists of the following. 1. Price leadership, premium pricing. This is defined as when a firm deliberately charges a higher price than competitors to create an impression of superior quality. This enforces other elements of the marketing mix, expensive packaging. For example, Finch's high price luxury product. 2. Price skimming. This is defined when a firm charges a high price at the launch of a new product, trying to recover the high development costs as quickly as possible. For example, commonly used in electronic products. 3. Profit maximizing pricing. This is defined as setting a price that will generate the largest amount of profit as quickly as possible. For example, setting prices for concert tickets. 3. Low pricing strategies. 1. Penetration pricing. This is defined when an initial low price is charged in order to capture as much market share as quickly as possible. For example, promote the sale of mobile phone in Ireland. 2. Discriminatory pricing. This is defined as charging different prices to different customers for the same product, service. For example, rain ticket students and adults. 3. Predatory pricing. This is defined as setting prices below cost in order to drive a competitor out of the market. Price war. This occurs when competing firms retaliate against price cuts with further reductions. For example, Winden launched their own cola soft drink war, broke out Coke 7-Up, and Club Orange dropped the price except Finch's. 4. A loss leader. This is defined as a product sold at or below cost price in the hope of generating other more profitable sale. For example, used by retailers to attract customers in. Factors that influence price. The following are some of the factors that affect the price of a product. 1. Costs of production. The company needs to make a profit, looking at the break-even point. 2. Level of demand. Higher the demand, higher the price. 3. Competitors' prices and product positioning. 4. Product life cycle. Different stage of the cycle. 5. Government taxes. VAT will increase the price. 6. Legal restrictions. Freedom to set prices or prevent price fixing. What is place? The next P of the marketing mix is place. This focus on where the customer will be able to access the product, service. Channels of distribution. This is defined as the various paths that goods may follow from produce to consumer. Channels of distribution. There are 4 channels of distribution. These include 1. Channel A. 2. Channel B. 3. Channel C. 4. Channel D. 1. Channel A. This channel have 4 parties. It starts with the producer, who sells it to the wholesaler, who then sells it to the retailer, and then on to the consumer. A wholesaler is a business that buys in very large quantities from producer and sells in smaller quantities to retailers. This is known as break buying. It is used for distributing goods to small independent retailers who stock a variety of goods. For example, corner shop. Benefits. 1. Distribution is simplified, break buying. 2. Costs are reduced. 3. Market is very large. Problems. 1. End product may be more expensive for consumers. 2. Channel B. This channel has 3 parties. It consists of the producer, who sells to the retailer, and then on to the consumer. Retailers are outlets at the end of the chain of distribution that sell the goods and services to the consumer. Large retail stores such as Sun, Aldi, Lidl bypass wholesaler and buy directly from manufacturers at a discount. Goods can then be sold more cheaply. Benefits. 1. Distribution is simplified. 2. Costs are reduced. 3. A mass market can be reached by producers. Problems. 1. Producer profit can be reduced due to discounts been given for bulk buying. 3. Channel C. This channel has 3 parties. It consists of the following: the producer who sells to an agent who sells on to the consumer. Agents are business that are contracted to sell goods on behalf of a producer in a particular area. In return, the agents earn a commission. This is not a common channel of distribution. For example, Avon Cosmetics. Benefits. 1. Larger profit margins, no wholesaler or retailer. Problems. 1. Good selling agents can be hard to find. 2. Difficult to reach a mass market. 4. Channel D. This channel has 2 parties: the producer who sells straight to the consumer. This channel suits perishable goods, farmer markets or craft jewelry. It is becoming more popular as producer can use the internet to sell their products, DEL. Benefits. 1. Profit is high for the producers. 2. Feedback can be obtained from the consumer. Problems. 1. The responsibility of selling the product lies with the producer. Choosing a distribution channel. The producer wants to make as much profit as possible by reaching as many target consumers as possible. They need to consider. 1. Target market. Will the channel all the goods reach the target market? 2. Product image. Will the channel affect the brand image? Chanel no supermarkets. 3. How easy will it be to transport? 4. Cost. The more stage in the channel, the more expensive it will be for the consumer. 5. Impact on cash flow. Small retailer may pay cash while large retailer may want 60 days credit. 6. Special conditions agreement before distributing a manufactured good not been allowed to supply good to rivals retailers. What is promotion? Promotion, this is defined as all the efforts, excluding price, made by the seller to communicate and influence the target market to buy a product. It is used for the following reasons. 1. When a new product is being introduced to the market to try and get the name out into the market and customer to buy the product. 2. When an existing product is at maturity, saturation or decline to boost sales. There are 4 different types of promotion techniques. These included 1. Advertising. 2. Sales promotion. 3. Direct selling and 4. PR. This stands for public relations. 1. Advertising. Advertising, this is defined as the messages designed to inform, persuade or remind people to buy a product, service. Advertising media, this is defined as the communication channels available to a business for its advertising. Point of sale advertising, this defined as the use of promotional displays at the place of purchase. It is eye-catching and attractive, so the customer will impulse buy. Merchandising, this is defined as the point of sale promotional displays designed to attract attention to a product and increase sales, window displays, cardboard boxes. Choosing an advertising media. The following as factors that must be considered when choosing advertising. The type of advertising used will depend on 1. The target market. A mass market that needs a mass media, radio. 2. Cost. The advertising budget. 2. Sell promotion. Sales promotion, this is defined as the specific incentives offered to customers to attract their attention, increase sales and encourage customer loyalty. Techniques used to promote a business product includes the following. 1. Special offers. 2. Free samples. 3. Money off coupons. 4. Loyalty cards. 3. Direct selling. There are 3 main types of direct selling. 1. Personal selling. This is defined as the contacting existing and potential customers in person to generate sales. Reps. Product knowledge, communication skills. 2. Telemarketing. This is defined as communicating with customers by telephone to generate sales and deal with customer inquiries and complaints. It reduces the cost for reps, saves on travel costs and provides instant feedback from customers. 3. Direct mail. This is defined as sending promotional messages directly to target customers, most commonly by post, door-to-door leafing or email. It is also known as junk mail, spam, and a lot of it is thrown away. 4. Public relations, PR. Public relations, this is defined as communicating with the media using stories to create good publicity for a firm or its products or to respond to negative publicity. It tries to protect and enhance the reputation of the company. They may use a pro-public relations officer. Public relations methods include the following. 1. Sponsorship, a company pay money towards the cost of sporting or charitable cause. 2. Contacting the press to attract media attention. 3. Paying celebrities endorsements, Lucozade Sport. 4. All contact with the public create a good image. Putting together a promotional campaign. The following are steps that companies use to put a promotional campaign together. 1. Plan. Identify the target market, set a budget, create a promotion message, unique selling point, and choose an appropriate medium. 2. Implement. This involves putting the campaign into plan, making sure there is enough stock and staff, and react quickly to negative feedback. 3. Evaluate. This means comparing the actual results with the original figures and identify reason for success or failures. Note adapted from Business Express.